Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. You think elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra?
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen,
that I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Is garden and tuned in on tonight. You know what it is. This is more than an hour of power. Bless the name of the Lord, hosted by yours truly, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. And, of course, you know First Lady ain't for. Hallelujah, amen, and hallelujah tonight, amen. Later on, my brother in Christ is coming on. Hallelujah, the apostle, Elder Nate Curry, praise God, representing, amen, the West Coast, amen, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship will be in the building as well. Hallelujah. And tonight is open discussion, praise God. We got a few topics we're going to bring up, hallelujah, that we want to discuss, amen. Bless the name of the Lord. But before we move any further, Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we simply ask that your Holy Spirit fall fresh on the line on tonight. We ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're about to say and do, everything that you're about to reveal to us, huh? Hallelujah. And Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And once again, we thank you in advance. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we lift you up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. Lord, we adorn you tonight. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah, because you are God. Hallelujah, because you stand alone. Hallelujah, because there is no other like you. There never will be one like you. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, that you are one of a kind. Hallelujah, you are the Father. You are Jehovah. Lord, we worship you on tonight. We thank you for our life, our health, our strength, everything that you've done. Lord, we continue to praise you for it. We continue to magnify you for it. Thank you, Lord, for preparation on this evening. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for making crooked paths straight. Hallelujah. And we just want to continue to magnify your name. And we want to let you know that we appreciate you, Lord. Hallelujah, for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do. Hallelujah. We appreciate you for the things that you don't do, because you know what's best for us. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. And he is worthy to be lifted up this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank him on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Truly our God is a good God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Do we have any testimonies, any prayer requests on tonight? Hallelujah. Before we move forward, amen, with the program. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Once again, we want to welcome everybody to More Than an Hour. Hallelujah. Of power. And somebody say, why you call it more than an hour of power? Because an hour represents a measurement. Praise God. Hallelujah. And do you remember in several scriptures, first David said, he anointed my cup with oil. Hallelujah. And my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. That cup was only supposed to hold a certain amount. Praise God. But God began to pour so much into that cup, hallelujah, of David, that it began to overflow. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we said more than an hour of power, because we want to give you more. We want to give you the overflow on tonight. Hallelujah. We want the overflow of God to reign in your life spiritually. Hallelujah. To reign in your life physically, to reign in your life financially. Hallelujah. We want the overflow on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are about, amen, to get this thing going. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. We got several topics on the table. Amen. We are, hallelujah, defining exactly, praise God, what they mean when they say the Holy Trinity on tonight. Praise God, we are defining what they mean when they say, is it true, praise God, brother, that we are all, everybody, hallelujah, we are all God's children. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And are we really praying, hallelujah, for people in this hour? Praise God, are we praying for our leaders? Hallelujah. Are we praying for our friends? Are we praying for our acquaintances, our co-workers? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we always saying we're praying for people. Hallelujah. Praise God. We always saying we're praying for people, but are we really, hallelujah, praying for them? Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So we once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We're about to go ahead, amen, and get things started on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Like I said, we got three topics on the table on tonight. Amen. It don't matter which one we start with, in my opinion, praise God. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and flip a coin. We're going to start with, hallelujah, amen, are we really, amen, all of God's children? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle, you already are. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Amen, Apostle. I hear you. Praise God.
Amen. That's an awesome topic to start with, man, of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. According to the Word of God, amen, we are all God's creation, but we're not all God's people. Amen. Because if we were all God's people, every none of us would be serving the devil, amen. We would all be worshiping one God, serving one Lord, praising his name and blessing his name on tonight. Amen. But what the Holy Spirit has shown me is that we're all his creation, but we're not all his people. We don't become his people until we have his spirit. That's why the Bible said we must be what? Born again. So, until we become born again, washed in the water and the blood, then we're not here. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
And so, you know, even Yahshua said over in John chapter 8, he was telling the Pharisees, he said, ye are of your father, the devil. And they was claiming to be what? The Jews. The seed of Abraham. He said, if you would see Abraham, you would love me. Come on here, somebody. You would embrace me. Amen. But you are not with me because you are not not mine. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And they were in the synagogue. They were in the churches. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's a scary thing, y'all, it's hard to think about. Amen. Because we go to church, don't mean that everybody is on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But we know that the Bible says that Yahshua said people would know us by our fruit. And what is that fruit that we carry? Love. For the Lord, we have one for another. That's what the Bible says. And so, yeah, we not on this thing, but we are on his creation. Come on here, somebody. Because Yahshua created what? The good and the evil. Come on here, somebody. So, you know. So, if anybody wanted to jump in, you're more than welcome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just join in.
Amen.
Awesome conversation that we're.
I believe that the particular scripture you were talking about was John 8:44.
Ooh, go ahead, go ahead.
It says, you are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character. For he is a liar and the father of lies.
So, right there, you know, we see right there that the enemy is the father. He's the father of lies. Come on, everybody. So every time we lie, we show the nature of him. Because there's no truth in him. Come on, everybody. Now, when Yahshua said he was a murderer from the beginning, he was talking about Cain. When that spirit rose up in Cain and he slew Abel. Come on here, somebody. Because he was jealous of Abel's offspring. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing that kept him from not getting away with it was the blood. because the blood of Abel cried out to God for redemption.
Mm.
That's why whenever we judge the righteous blood, the blood cries out for justice. Come on, here's somebody. And that's why Cain couldn't get away with the murder, is because the blood cried out for justice. Now, if they were all Yahshua children, why did Cain so Abel? Why, instead of him wanting to embrace his brother, he chose to kill his brother? Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though they came out the same womb, they were two different seeds. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
One represented Yahshua, and the other represented the devil. Come on here, somebody. Because remember, in the garden, the serpent had an affair with Eve. And he was able to get her ear, and he was able to manipulate her into obeying him instead of obeying Yahshua. That's why, brother, we got to stay in deep prayer. Because the enemy is still trying to get in what? The ear of the good thing that God is giving us. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody that we got to keep the serpent out.
We got to keep that serpent out.
So we got to win out all God's people. The Bible says to us that there are many voices that have went out into the land. But the Lord has put a distinction on his voice. Come on here, somebody. He even said that my sheep, what? Know my voice. Come on, get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So people tell me they know the voice of God. So how is the devil able to trick you in prayer? How is he able to trick you in worship if you know the voice of your God? Come on, get somebody. Because we got to be operating by his spirit. Come on, get somebody. And the word of God said, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Come on here, somebody. If we was all able to get along, then we all had what? The same spirit. This card comes when we all don't have what? The same spirit. That's why we have arguments. That's why we have divisions among us. It's because everybody don't have the same spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But we always talk about we are God. But if we are God, then it's only one spirit. Come on here, somebody. Why shouldn't we feel it something different if we say we all belong to God? But I'm feeling something different coming from you. Because I see a spirit that's not like him. Come on, I'm gonna leave you alone. No, I can't. Glory to God. God said, talk about it. Glory to God. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall what? Make you free. Come on, here's somebody. I'm jumping. Because I don't want to hop in. I think it's fine. I get kind of high.
I got another scripture to back that up, Apostle.
Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah.
Praise God. When Yeshua told the parable of the wheat and the tares. Praise God.
Wow.
What he said in what chapter is this? This is Matthew chapter 13, and I'm not gonna read the whole thing. I'm gonna start at verse 36. Verse 37, he said,
okay.
He answered, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds or the tare are the people
of the evil one.
Wow.
And the enemy who sows them is the devil.
Wow.
Praise God. So that's another verification that everybody, because wheat and weeds, if you don't pay close attention to them, they kind of look alike. Wheat and tare. Praise God. Hallelujah. They kind of look alike. So you looking, so a lot of times we're looking at tare, thinking of wheat.
Come on.
And a lot of times it's in our own house. When we was growing up, we looking at our brothers and sisters. Sometimes our parents, we don't want to say it like that. But we think, you know, that they were wheat. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they were actually tare. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our friends at school, the people we go to, some of the people we go to church with. Hallelujah. Because devils, if one thing devils know what to do, they know how to praise God.
Come on. Come on.
They came from heaven. See, that
come on.
They're going to hide in the least likely place that we expect them to be. I believe this was in the book of Ezekiel. When we read the book of Ezekiel, you read it the other night. I think it was chapter, what was it, 23? When you started
21.
He sent out one person. He sent out one at first, and he said, mark everybody head who has sympathy or empathy for what's going on in Israel. And then he sent five of them behind him and said, kill everybody.
Wow.
Oh Lord, have mercy. See, this verse scares somebody because you want to make sure you on the straight and narrow. Because he said, kill everybody that ain't got a mark on their head.
Watch out.
Hallelujah. And then he said, start in the sanctuary.
Wow.
And then the next verse says, then the angels turned and slayed the elders on the altar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. I said that to say, amen. The devil's start, they going to be in the church. That's where they go. A devil can excel in the church.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Just like a criminal can excel on the police force. I know what to look for. I know where to find the weed at in your car. He don't. He ain't never lived the life we done lived. Praise God. I know where you can hit everything in this car. I'm going to get a raise for the end of the year. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they do the same thing in the church. They know the word. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I was there when Satan fell from heaven like a lightning bolt. Hallelujah. So Satan knew God, knew Jesus, knew Yahshua. So that he knows the word. That's a double conundrum right there. He knows the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So who else better? Some of the best preachers in the world are devils. I hate to say it like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But some of the best ones are devils. Hallelujah. Where do you think they excel at the most in church? My wife said it one time, devils pray. Hallelujah. What are you doing differently than what the devils are doing? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Wow, this is a hot topic right here. Amen. Amen. Speak, Elder. Hallelujah. Amen. Elder, when you said that what hit my spirit was this, being a country boy, the difference between a weed and a tare, because they are identical, when you put them together, they look identical. That's why you got to be careful when you got a country hoe and you trying to knock down the weeds, because you got to be careful and look real good, because if you don't look careful enough, you mess around and chop down something that you thought was a weed and it was actually a weed. But the difference in how you tell them apart is this. When you split them open, you can't tell them why they're identically and they're not split. You can't tell them apart. But you got to wait till you split them open. And when you split them open, one has seed in it and the other one doesn't. So we don't know who's who until the worms start cutting.
What's the word? Then we can identify who's who. That's why Yahshua said, I didn't come to bring peace, I come to bring a sword. Because he knew that until he cut open, amen, through the word, that wasn't nobody going to know who's who, because, you know, it's easy to hide until the word go out. Come on here, somebody. Once the word go out, then there's no more hiding places. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
It's just like roaches. You know, like roaches, they can hide in the dark, but when you turn the light on, it is when you see them in their splendor. That's when you get a chance to see how they operate. And like you say, many of us have been able to disguise ourselves and hide behind the word, but God is saying, no, this is the season that they'll be out. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, now is where the rubber will meet the road. Come on here, somebody. No longer will we be able to hide behind the word. God is saying that you praise me with your mouth, but your heart ain't where your heart is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, that's why he even told the angel. He said, let me do the separate. You better accidentally touch something that you ain't supposed to touch. Come on here, somebody. Because everybody looks the same in the dark until the light come on. Come on here, somebody. Then when the light come on, then we can see who you really are. Come on here, somebody. Even the Bible says that the devil can transform himself into an angel of light. Come on here, somebody.
That's the word.
But that transform means that he can only stay that way for so long. Come on here, somebody. He can't stay that way permanently. There's a time limit on how long he can stay like that. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
And normally he stay like that long enough to trick us. Come on here, somebody. Long enough to deceive us. Come on here, somebody. Long enough to make him think. To make us think that he's really weak. When he's really a terror. Come on here, somebody. He come to tear you up. Come on here, somebody. He the thing about a tear. Let me give you this little revelation about a tear. A tear's job is to wrap itself around the root of the wheat and choke it out. Come on here, somebody. There's some people around you that their job is only to wrap themselves around the root of your spirit and try to choke it out. I'm going to leave it. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. And you wonder why you feel a certain way when you leave that person. Like, man, I feel drained. I don't know why I feel like, man, I was feeling good until I got around so-and-so. Now I'm depressed. Now I don't know why I feel like hurting somebody. I don't feel the way. Why? Because they are an assignment from the devil. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said, watch them tears.
You got to watch them tears.
Oh, it's getting hot. It's getting heated, y'all. Glory to God. I'm thanking God tonight. Because maybe we can get an understanding and stop trying to make people saved that God didn't intend to be saved. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh.
I know we want everybody saved, but everybody not going to be saved. Everybody not going to get saved. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Man, you say when he was here, come on here, somebody. Only 12 walked with it. And so how many of you think is going to walk with him today? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The Lord said we need to just thank him for saving us. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I feel this thing getting hot, glory to God. Anybody else want to join in?
Amen.
And the word of the anointing of God is flowing. Listen, before God helped me out, I used to think God could change anybody. But the Lord showed me that he can only change those who want to be changed.
Come on now.
God can't change nobody that don't want to be changed. And we wasted our time talking about, Lord, change them. Lord, turn them over. God, make them into. God is saying, no, they don't want that. And I'm not a God that don't go against your will. Come on here, somebody. Mm. And we wonder why so-and-so is still the same, because they haven't allowed God to change them of their own free will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so I've learned to pray, Lord, if it be your will. How many of you that you can't go wrong if you pray that prayer? Lord, if it be your will, change it. If it be your will, save them. If it be your will, heal them. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, if it be your will. Come on now.
Because he said, let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm. His will, not ours. Come on now.
Hallelujah. And then we don't run into disappointment when God don't do what we think he should do.
That's it right there. Come on now.
Because we didn't check and see if he was in the will of God to do that thing. Come on here. About it. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
And so that way we won't be disappointed and heartbroken when God don't answer our prayer. Come on here, somebody. Anybody else want to jump in? We talk about, are we all God's children? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know that the devil got ministers too? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
He's a copycat of everything that God got, he got. But it's a counterfeit. Come on here, somebody. The devil got folks speaking in tongues, but they ain't the real tongues. They counterfeit. And while the Holy Ghost got me on one, chanting is not tongues. Come on here, somebody. When you catch somebody chanting, then they channeling. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to get in trouble tonight. Glory to God. Your chanting is not a language. When the Holy Ghost comes, he give you a language. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Ta-ta-ta is not a language. He coming on a Hyundai is not a language. Think about Shata is not a language.
I'm not a language, cool.
He said, I'm going to give you tongues from heaven. Come on here, somebody. Your tongue should be on fire. Come on here, somebody. And that don't mean all tongues are alike. But when you pray, God give you your own heavenly what? Language. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven should be moving when your tongues are moving. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You shall be endued with power from on high. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And give him hallelujah. Another praise if you know you got the real thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to thank God for the real thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to have a PhD. We need to be able to pray heaven down. Come on here, somebody. We need to have a BA. We need to be born again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let me tell you what separates us from the devil. Children, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy children have a form of godliness. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
See, the form can get you on TV. The form can get you in places that when they want you to compromise, you will do that. But see, those of us who are really sold out to God, the thing that separates us is the love. Come on here, somebody.
That's it.
Because he said they're not going to know you by your gift. They're going to know you by your fruit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And a lot of us got the gift, but we don't have the fruit. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
And God is fruit inspector. Come on here, somebody. He said, who cares about fruit? Come on here, somebody. The fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and 22 is love, joy, peace. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It no matter how many tongues we can speak in, after you get through speaking in tongues, can you love me? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Do you love me? Glory to God after you're finished. It's all real good, nephew, but do you love me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then people looking at us funny because we got all these tongues. But Paul said it like this. He said, so I have the tongues of men and of angels and have not love in property what? Nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah, somebody said, it's all about that love. Hallelujah. It's all about that love. So, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you got that love, then we can kick it all day. If you got that love, glory to God, we can come together as one. But when I don't see that love, then my antennas go up. So that means you operating in what? Another spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on in, Elder. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you're feeling this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I was just thinking of when David said he provided a plate before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. And when I really think about that scripture, you don't really just be around people that you identify as your enemy.
Come on here.
Hallelujah. A lot of times when we're around is our friends, but we don't know that a lot of our friends are actually our enemies. We think they
come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. To help us come up, but they only ask for the come up.
Ah.
Hallelujah. They ain't there to help us come up. They only ask for the come up. And they
come on here, somebody.
They try to jump in your place because they're ready for your downfall. Hallelujah. And it's always the people that's closest. Every story that you hear, it was somebody that close. Hallelujah. That's why they got undercover cops, because they can't catch you unless they get close.
Come on.
God, hallelujah. So it's the closest, sometimes be the closest people to you. They got it out for you. Or so they got it in for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
What you're saying, Elder, is that a lot of folks that's in wolf clothing. They look like sheep. But when they're in wolf, come on here, somebody. There's a wolf in the camp, but he's not dressed as a wolf. He dressed as a sheep to look like the sheep so he can eat the sheep. Come on here, somebody. And a lot of our so-called friends, but if you look at friends, end is on the end of friend. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So you got to watch the friend that's trying to end you. Come on here, somebody. Are you trying to go with me to the end, or are you trying to end me? Come on here, somebody. Because remember, Judas betrayed Yahshua with a kiss. Come on here, somebody.
With a kiss, yeah.
So we got to be careful, folks, that's trying to be extra friendly. Why you want to be extra friendly to me? What have I done for you to want to be extra friendly to me? Come on.
Uh-huh.
And so what is your motive behind, you know, because everybody got an agenda, you know. When the disciples was worshiping Yahshua, they was worshiping him so they could get position. Come on here, somebody. Who is that that was trying to worship Yahshua so they could get position?
My dad.
But Yahshua said, that's not in my hand to give it to you.
That's right. You got to drink this cup.
Come on. Can you drink the cup I'm drinking from? Come on here, somebody.
You want to be where I am without you willing to sacrifice what I've had to do to get here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I believe that's one of the sons of Zebedee. And they were called sons of thunder. Come on here, somebody. And they were trying to get close to Yahshua. They was worshiping him, but their worship wasn't for real. Come on here, somebody. And how many of us be worshiping God because we want God to either put us in a position? Because we worship him for who he is. Come on here, somebody. It ain't got nothing to do with what he's done. We just worshiping him because he is who he is. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. That's the whole. Come on now.
He ain't got to do nothing. Just because he is God, I'm worshiping him because he is all-powerful, because he's all-knowing. Come on here, somebody. If he's not present, that's why my worship, that's why I love him. Come on here, somebody. He ain't done this for me. The fact that he just is who he is make me worship him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
But some of us got that Janet Jackson spirit on us. Lord, I ain't worshiping you because you ain't done nothing for me lately. What have you done for me lately? Amen. You ain't kicked me down with no millions. Amen. You ain't came in, God, and did what I want. I'm still in the same house. I'm still driving the same car. You ain't done nothing for me lately. So now my worship is not as extreme as it once was because you didn't do what I wanted you to do. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Some of us need to ask God to deliver us from that Janet Jackson spirit. Whatever. Lord, I don't care if you don't never do nothing for me. You've done enough for me already. Come on here, somebody. Lord, you done saved my soul. Lord, you done made me whole. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Lord, you gave me my right mind back, Lord. Hallelujah. You ain't got to do nothing else for me, Lord. You saved me out the streets. You saved me from death. You saved me from hell. You saved me from destruction. You saved me from my enemies. Oh, I feel somebody about to get saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I never forget what you did for me. Hallelujah. So when I lift my hands, hallelujah, I just want to let you know I love you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody begin to worship God right where you are. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, my worship is for real, glory to God. My worship is for real, glory to God.
For real, yeah.
Thank you. I can't tell it all, neighbor, because I'll be all night trying to tell you what he's done for me. But when you see me lift my hand, neighbor, it's because I just thought about something he did for me. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody give him some more worship. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. My worship is for real.
Hallelujah.
When you see my hair go up. When you see me speaking in my heavenly language, hallelujah. Worship, my adorable son, though. He's for real, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
That's
Woo. The Bible says, God hears not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper, come on here, somebody. Amen. I don't care if he just got through training a trick. Glory to God, if you start worshiping, because I will come in and deliver you, glory to God. I don't care if you just get food preaching, glory to God. I dare you to start worshiping God, because I can get past the alcohol. Come on here, somebody. All you got to do is worship.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're trying to get on. Oh, gussing up for God. God said, no, I just need some real worship. Come on here, somebody. If you worship me for real, glory to God, I'll come in and I'll stop with you. Come on here, somebody. Don't worry about what your neighbor's saying. They can't do nothing for you, glory to God. But I got the blood of the blood is ready. Come on here, somebody. All you got to do is be ready for the blood. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hey, no, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you go back in the gospel and you look up when they was worshiping God, they weren't saved. Amen. The centurion wasn't saved. He said, Lord, when you come under my roof. Amen. That's how bad it is at my house. But if you just speak the word, oh, most God, though.
Hallelujah.
I know my servant will be healed. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The woman with the alabaster box. Amen. That disciple, they was arguing, talking about, Lord, you don't know what kind of woman that is. If you know what kind of woman that was, then you wouldn't let her wipe her hair on your feet. If you knew what she was doing, amen. And the Lord said, yeah, I know what you were doing. Amen. But still, I'm going to let her wipe her hair on my feet. Hallelujah. Because she giving me glory. She giving me more glory.
Come on, please.
Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And while y'all talking, the Lord was probably saying, yeah, y'all know what kind of woman she is, because y'all just got through being with her. Come on here, somebody. He didn't expose their business. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on.
Tell somebody that God just wants some real worship. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Real worship.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah.
He was a real worship.
That's right. He saved us off the street. Glory to God. That's right. He didn't save us in the church. Come on here, somebody. Because he knew how phony that church is. Come on here, somebody. He said, I'm going to save you off the street, and I'm going to send you in the church to let the church know. He needs to give me some real worship. Somebody give it up for the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise him.
How many of you got a street testimony? Hallelujah. How many of you would say, Apostle, I didn't come, amen, out the church. Amen. I came out the street. Amen. God delivered me. Amen. I wasn't always right. But when he got through with me, I was right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I couldn't even do it no more. Glory to God. I couldn't do it no more. I had to let it go. Stop talking about my daughter. Hallelujah.
Woo, go,
woo, I let it go.
Hey, it got so hot, I couldn't hold it. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't go to no AAA meeting. He detoxed me, glory to God. His presence detoxed me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, he's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be lifted up. He's so worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. See, if you praise him now, you ain't got to wait, Lord. Have mercy. Hallelujah. You ain't got to learn how to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you go ahead and open your mouth and think about the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The devil knows the power of the praise. So the devil is sending things in your path to try to prevent your praise. Hallelujah. But the Lord say, if you praise me anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
You know, Elder, as you was talking, amen, yeah. I thought about Bishop Moses. He done goes home to be with the Lord now. He said, but when we praise God, we take the strength out of defeat.
Hallelujah.
He said, when we praise God, we take the strength out of defeat. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And he said, the enemy can't talk when we praise God. Come on here, somebody. So if you want to shut the devil up, amen, then our devil don't dare you to start giving God some praise. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
because a lot of us is just a praise away from our next miracle. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's some of us, that's why the devil fighting us the way he fighting us, because he know we right at the edge of a breakthrough. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's it.
All your blessing is waiting on is for you to praise God. Your blessing is just waiting on you to praise him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah, kids, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are we still on that topic, Elder? Are we all God's children? Come on here, somebody. The Bible says when they got off in a strange land, the king wanted them to sing one of them songs, but they couldn't sing it because they weren't in the right place to sing it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of us, amen, we think because we're in a strange place that we can't give God no praise. But I come by to help somebody tonight. You may be in a strange place, but you ain't in a strange enough place. You can't give your God some praise. Come on here, somebody. Hey, I feel the power of
Hallelujah.
The Bible said Paul and Silas, they were in jail. Amen. But they forgot to tape your boys' mouth. They taped their feet and hands, but they forgot to tape their mouth. Glory to God. Because they got to messing around there. Amen. One got to pray it. And the other was got to sing it. Glory God to God. Heard what they were singing and praying. And God got to put his feet.
Man.
And after a while, an earthquake came. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You don't know what your praise will do. You're messing around and make God start petting his feet, glory to God. Hallelujah. And God mess around and start petting his feet, glory to God. And he'll cause a spiritual earthquake. Hallelujah. And the devil will have to loose everything he got, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, don't let nothing stop your praise, neighbor. Glory to God, don't let nothing stop your praise. Glory to God. You may be all knocked down, but you ain't knocked up. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel the power, y'all, of the Ruach HaKodesh.
Hallelujah.
The Ruach HaKodesh is the real name of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. I feel the power of our God moving. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord, good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, this is why we need the prayer line every night. Because you know you don't pray. Lord have mercy. I ain't going to get in your business and tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God that you be sitting at home watching TV right about now. You wouldn't be praising the Lord. Hallelujah. But when we was in
Hallelujah.
The room, we was out there in the club. Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on, Elder.
Lifting up the praises of God. Hallelujah. You don't understand. Every time you praise him, he going to a bank. And he just waiting for the cash that bank in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to keep praising him. When you praise him, it's still you got faith. Hallelujah. Mm. Why? Because I don't see a way out, but I'm going to praise you because I know you're going to make a way. Hallelujah. So I don't have to see a way to praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can be broke right now, but I'm going to praise you because I know I'm not going to stay broke. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Because you're going to make some kind of way out of no way. This is what you do. Hallelujah. You took darkness. Hallelujah, and you made a whole world. Hallelujah. Now, if you take, what you going to do with my dark, the darkness in my pockets? Hallelujah. What you going to do with the darkness in my closet? Hallelujah. What you going to do with the darkness in my spirit? Hallelujah. You going to make something out of it. Hallelujah. So I got to praise you. I got to magnify you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to lift you up because you worthy. Can't nobody do it but you. Hallelujah. 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 I can imagine when the devil asked Jesus, bow down to me, and I'll give you everything you see. Jesus was looking at him, how you going to give me my own stuff? Oh, Lord.
Come on
here. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's, you got to look at stuff and say, that's mine. Hallelujah. You got to claim it, hallelujah. Then you got to praise him, hallelujah, to not let him know that you already believe that it's yours. Glory to God. It's so much power and praise.
Yes, make sure
his feet is
down.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
When you,
hallelujah.
When you said that, Elder, I thought about what he told Moses. He told Moses, he said, I am that I am. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I'm not going to let you put a name on me. Because I'm more than that. Come on here, somebody. When we realize that he is the I am God, come on here, somebody.
Yes.
I am the resurrection. I am the living water. Come on here, somebody. I am the beginning and the end. Come on here, somebody. I am the rose of Sharon. I am, come on here, somebody, the lily of the valley. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, the bright morning star. Come on.
Come on here, somebody. We try to look for God to become. God said, no, it ain't got to become. I already am. How can I become what I already am? Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all ain't hearing what the Holy Ghost said to us tonight. He's saying, you're looking for me to manifest myself and become. He says, I already am, but you got to get on my level to see me for who I am. Come on here, somebody. Martha wasn't ready for the I am. She was still looking at Lazarus. She said, Lord, I know I'm going to see my brother again. Where? In the resurrection. But she didn't realize she was talking to the resurrection. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight.
Amen.
A lot of us don't realize who we're talking to. We're trying to look at thing, and God is saying, if you start looking at the thing long enough, I'll show you that I am the very thing you're looking for. Oh, y'all. I know. Woo! Excuse me, y'all. I had to soak that in. God said, we're looking at the thing, and God is saying, we're looking past the thing, because we're looking past him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Martha said, yeah, I know I see him again in the resurrection. And Yahshua said, you ain't got to wait that long. You in the wrong tent, Martha. Come up to where I am. I am what you looking for. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
I am what you looking for.
Somebody right now, you looking for something. And God is saying, stop looking at that and look at me. Come on here, somebody. The reason why you ain't seen it yet is because you looking past me. Come on. Ah, y'all fine. There they go. God is saying, look at who I am, and you will begin to see the thing that you looking for. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm going to leave it alone, y'all. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost sitting there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Going into fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's hot right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You know what they were saying when we was out in the world at the club, Elder? Hey, amen. There'll be no wall. You know, there'll be no wall. You know, you just stand up against the wall.
Better get your back up off the wall.
Yeah. You just don't stand up against the wall. Don't be no wallflower. Hey, amen. You see everybody dancing, getting that groove on. You just sitting there looking, and you know you want to dance. You know you want to get in there. Well, yeah, but you're too shy because you don't know if you're going to be able to hang with everybody else. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Do what you do best. Glory to God. And you'll find that what God is giving you are worth wonders for you. Come on here, somebody. Here's about that. There'll be no wallflower. Come on in. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Lord. Wow. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen, First Lady. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hey, man. We still on the topic of Matthew chapter 5 say, for verily I say unto you, to heaven and earth pass, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. It is, do not think that I have came to demolish the law or the prophets, but I come to fulfill it. Fulfill it means to give it complete meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you scoop and if you skip down, it says, I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
And he goes
on to say, you have heard that it was said of them of old time, the thou shall not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whoever says thou fool shall be in danger of the hellfire.
Stay with me now.
Let's skip down. It say, you have heard that it was said by them of old time that thou should not commit adultery.
Look, if you pay attention now,
this is Jesus. He's telling you what the law says, don't he? This is what the law say. But he said, but I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on woman to lust after her had committed adultery already in his heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I'm seeing here? I'm seeing that the Pharisees' righteousness only go as far as the letter. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the Pharisees looking at the letter of the matter, but see, Jesus went straight to the heart of the matter. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Oh, the word say this, oh, the law say this, but they don't even have a full meaning. And here's this.
Wow.
That's what it say, but I say.
Amen, First Lady. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Like she said, some people just in it for the fame, the prestige. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't making it in whatever you want it to be, so you hopped in the religious game. Hallelujah. They made children of the Most High. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just because they use the name, amen, don't make them anointed.
Come on here, somebody. Come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Remember, he sent them out. As he said, as long as you use my name, it's going to work.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Some of them using it. That's why he say, don't use my name in vain. Hallelujah. Because there's some people out there, they using the name. Hallelujah. They're raising the dead in the name. Hallelujah. And they're going to tell him on that day, but I used your name. He's going to say, but I didn't give you permission to use my name. Hallelujah. Only my children can use my name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You think because it worked? It's a whole bunch of people, hallelujah, signing other people's checks and cashing them. It worked. But that don't mean, hallelujah, the laws ain't going to catch up to you. Hallelujah. You ain't going to have a penalty to pay for using somebody else's name in vain. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fame, fortune, prestige. They that's what they want. And they figure this the you know a lot of gospel singers ain't gospel singers.
Come on.
Lord of God. I'm gonna say that again because they ain't a lot of gospel singers they singing gospel music. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they're not living a gospel lifestyle. A lot of preachers are preaching the gospel, but they're not living a gospel lifestyle. Hallelujah. They dress like it. They act like it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you might want to ask somebody how they looked at them when nobody else was looking. Hallelujah. You didn't hear that. I don't know. He looked at me. I don't know what kind of look that was. I'm going to act like that didn't happen. Praise God. But he had a look in his eye. She had a look in her eye. Hallelujah. Something ain't right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. And something the apostle said earlier about the seed inside of the wheat. Hallelujah. So the tare can't produce nothing.
Yeah.
The tare is unproductive. Hallelujah, praise God. The only thing it can do is try to keep you from being productive.
Come on.
We can't produce nothing. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they look like you. Hallelujah. But
come
they
on.
Can't produce what you produce. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. They a clone, like we was talking the other day. They a clone. Hallelujah. Amen. But a clone don't have a seed. Oh, Lord.
Come on here, somebody.
A clone can't produce. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We got to watch out for these clones in the church, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. False prophets, hallelujah. Amen. They throw out the whole Bible, y'all. Praise God. Remember when Philip ran up on, Simon. Philip ran up on Simon. Simon sitting there claiming to be a man of God. He doing miracles. And Philip said, them ain't miracles you doing. Hallelujah. You levitating, you doing this and pulling rabbits out of hats. That ain't God. Praise God. We got preachers guessing your address. Hallelujah. Guessing the color of your house. What color underwear you got on? You got to watch that. Praise God. Hallelujah. That ain't God.
No, it ain't.
Hallelujah. Because God ain't got to prove himself to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the topic. Hallelujah. Are we all children of God? That was just the first topic. We ain't even get to the other two. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God. Because when the spirit gets to moving, hallelujah, it gets to going and going and going. Hallelujah. It gets to taking us places we don't imagine we're going to go. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. But we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got something else to add, Apostle? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. God is just so awesome, man. God, I mean, God has met us here tonight. Amen. I thank God for what you and First Lady, amen, brought to the table tonight. Amen. And what the Lord spoke through, it being a heart thing. Amen. Because he told, and we say, you worship me. You praise me with your mouth, with your heart. Mm-hmm. It's not where your mouth is. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we praising God, but God is saying, but your heart ain't here, though. Your mouth is here, but where is your heart? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So God is saying, I want your heart here where your mouth is. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because we can't just be lip service. God said, I see past all of what you're saying. And I'm looking at what's really in your heart. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart.
The mouth. Come on now.
See, the reason why we can't quote the word when we need to is because it's not abundantly in our heart. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we got other things in our heart besides the word. Come on here, somebody.
Yep.
And then we tell them, oh, I didn't mean to say that. No, that's what was abundantly what in your heart. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
You just said want your heart to tell off on your mouth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Tell the truth now. Tell the truth.
But God allowed the covers to come off because he wants somebody to know what's really what in your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, since the heart is something else, come on here, somebody. It'll tell off. It'll tell off. Come on here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's why we got to keep our heart right. Come on here, somebody. Speak the right thing so the heart can be glorified. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
Amen. So
But Yahshua said, no, it's not about the food. It's about your heart. And God said, you change your heart, everything else will change. Come on here, somebody. And it's not that God don't want us to eat a certain kind of way, but God is saying beyond all of that, make sure our heart is right. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because that's the thing that's going to change us. That's the thing that's going to save us, is making sure our heart is right. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Is there anybody else that want to add anything?
Amen. Like you just said, Apostle, God wants us to eat the right things and be healthy. But no matter how you... This was a divine revelation. I had this revelation a couple months ago. No matter how healthy you eat, no matter how much you exercise, you still don't die.
Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah. Ain't nothing you can do to prevent it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you got to make sure your heart right, because once you gone, it's over with. Ain't no more chance.
Amen.
We going to be up there like Biggie, talking about Jesus, Jesus, give me one more chance.
George. Ain't no more chances, glory to God. I don't know.
Amen. Eating right and ain't living right. Oh, Lord, anorexic in the spirit. Lord, have mercy. Woo, bulimic in the spirit. They eat the word and throw it right back. Oh, Lord, I ain't going. They eat it and throw it right back up.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we didn't have a... Anybody else have anything to add, amen, to this conversation on tonight? We're going to make this a regular Friday night thing. Hopefully some more people will call in. I know it's a holiday weekend. It is Friday night. Hallelujah, amen. But, amen, we on the line, praise God. And the Bible say when two or three or more are gathered together in my name, hallelujah, I am in the midst.
Yeah, I am in the midst.
We thank the Lord for being here. Only the Lord showed up. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. We ought to give the Lord a praise for showing up. Hallelujah. We need to start giving the Lord a standing ovation. You know how when somebody walk in the room, you start clapping because they famous. Hallelujah. Well, God be in the room all the time. We just need to be clapping for him every chance we get. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to make this a regular Friday night thing. We're going to try to hit the next two topics next week. The next two topics was Trinity and prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. What's the Trinity? Break it down. Where it came from. Hallelujah. Some people say, you know, they're trying to say it's three gods. Is that what it is? What exactly is it? Hallelujah, praise God. So that's going to be one topic. Going to get broke down for you. Amen. And then about the power of prayer and are you anointed to pray for the right people? Praise God, hallelujah. Are you praying correctly? Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And are you praying for your leaders? Amen. Because we say we're praying for everybody. We always say, I'm going to pray for you. Well, I've been praying for you. I keep you in our prayers, praise God. But are we really doing it? Hallelujah, amen. So we're going to tackle those two topics and maybe throw in the third one if we can get past the first one. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind everybody, if you want to sow a seed, hallelujah, into the ministry, the information is on your screen how to do so. Amen. Maybe you are on the line. I already know how to make that happen. Amen. Praise God. We will be here on tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Pacific. 12 o'clock Central and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, out of the mouth of God ministries. Amen. My brother will be bringing a word from the Lord tomorrow. Hallelujah. Expect some prophecy to come forth. Expect some revelation to come forth. Hallelujah. Amen. And expect some word to come forth. Hallelujah. Amen. And make sure you come to praise him. Come to praise him and bring your ear. Hallelujah. Amen. So bring your comfortable shoes. Hallelujah. Amen. And bring an ear to hear on tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God on tonight for everything that has transpired. Hallelujah. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight. And we learned something tonight. Everybody ain't a child of God. You can't save everybody. Everybody ain't lost. Some people are lost and they ain't gonna be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. For the word of God. We thank God for the open panel discussion. Tell somebody. Remind somebody. Tell them they can get involved in this. Praise God. Hallelujah. They don't let you talk in church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They say they don't let women talk. They don't let nobody talk in church. Hallelujah. You can't ask no questions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're giving you the opportunity to call in. If you're out there on the airwaves, if you're on the live, one of the lives that's set up, Praise God. Hallelujah. If you got questions about the word, hallelujah, or whatever topic we are, you can call in and ask those questions. You can put it on the screen. We'll acknowledge them and answer them. Hallelujah. Amen. Become interactive and find out. The Bible, Jesus says, seek my face. God says, seek my face. That means you got to go after it. Chase after it. Hallelujah on tonight. So we thank God. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Amen. Apostle, you have any closing announcements? Amen.
Next session will be Sunday morning. And, just be ready to get into the glory of God. Amen. I believe God's going to really bless us and bless us. And we give him the first fruit of our work.
Amen. That's, and you said tomorrow morning or Sunday morning? Sunday morning.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yeah, you're breaking up, Apostle.
Am I good right now?
There you go. Amen. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord all tonight. So that is going to be Sunday morning. We got morning glory. Hallelujah with Apostle Curry. Praise God. Amen. Hopefully I'll be up and I can join them. I'm 6 and 6, that's 8 o'clock. Yeah, I'll be up at 8. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm ready to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. From the apostle. Amen. We get to wake up with the word. Amen. And go to sleep with it too. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So once again, we thank God for everybody who's called in and tuned in on tonight. If you got any topics you want to have discussed on Friday night, hallelujah, feel free to write us. The information is on your screen at rareprevost@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Or, amen, you can put them in the comments on the lives that are going forth right now. Amen. And we will get back to them and put those topics on a Friday night and tell somebody about us, praise God, hallelujah, that wants to learn more, amen, about the Lord, praise God. And like I said, we will be back on in the morning hallelujah, out of the mouth of God ministries, praise God, hallelujah. So make sure y'all call in tomorrow or tune in tomorrow and be blessed with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. For now, we're going to go ahead and pray out for the night. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come here tonight and hear your word. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for you being you, and that's God, all by yourself. Thank you, Lord, for being in control. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for knowing the end from the beginning. Hallelujah, Lord, that we will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, that in the end we know that you will separate us from the tares. Hallelujah. You will divide the sheep from the goats. Hallelujah, Lord. And we know that you will say for us, good servant, well done. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for the eternal life you have already bestowed upon us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise you. We magnify you. We love you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us clean hearts. Hallelujah. For restoring our morality, Lord. Hallelujah. For making us for who we were. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise you for it. We magnify you for it. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Amen. Once again, we just thank everybody for calling in and tuning in. Amen. On behalf of the Apostle and First Lady Curry, hallelujah. And on behalf of First Lady Aisha, amen, we thank each and every last one of y'all for calling in and tuning in on tonight. Praise God. And we will see y'all tomorrow. And we just want to remind you not to forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers, to see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we will see you next time. Hallelujah. On Praise God. More.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We do.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
See it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track, though. Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just traveling.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing, and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen. Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices in the city.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life, I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
nobody wanna lose.
the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoat nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back sudden. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.